What's up, Fandom Night, episode 48, Saturday, February 17th, 2018.
Stop playing with your pussy, Seth.
Yeah, I'm having fun using my laser to play with my pussy. So, anyway, got some slight housekeeping to get to here in a little bit, but...
Some more house cleaning.
Yeah, for the most part, we will explain in a little bit. However, in typical fashion, let's just go around the room. Cesario Lovell.
Scott Action Jackson.
Yawning man.
Replay Bill William Bush. Damn, I'm tired.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay.
Alright, well, now that we're back, I'll go ahead and I'll do the house cleaning. So, some of you may have noticed... If you haven't, don't worry about it. But yeah, some of you may have noticed that the last episode, if you listen to it, you know what happened. And basically that was me just personally trying to be a jackass. Just because like a lot of the guys haven't been able to show up. And I know part of it was from work, but I knew that they'd be able to show up. So to try to get everybody to show up, I acted like an ass. On purpose, mind you, but I acted like an ass just to try to light a bit of a fire underneath of them to, you know, try to actually show up. You know, because I figured, all right, well, if they want to kick my ass, it's a guarantee that they'll show up. Because I get it, we all have lives and shit that we've got to do outside of the shows. But, you know, truth be told, as soon as we end up hitting that fucking button, so that way then we can start making some goddamn money off of these fucking episodes, this becomes a legitimate job. There's no, I don't feel like showing up, I'm not showing up today. Like, if you wanted to, that's fine, it's not a problem, but at the end of the day, we don't get shit done if motherfuckers don't show up. So, like I said, I just wanted, you know, everybody to show up, and truth be told, that in that last episode...
It has been an issue here with some of the guys not
showing.
Yeah,
but I mean, like I said, you know, in that episode, I said a bunch of shit that, truth be told, maybe like 90% of it was legit, like... You know, all of us do it, you know, Nick especially, you know, we always tell the, you know, I caught a fish this big story where, you know, it starts out one size and then keeps getting bigger and bigger as it goes until it goes from being like, you know, a tiny carp to, you know, fucking next thing you know, you caught Moby Dick on, you know, a fishing line, you know, and fucking giving Shane shit, yeah, that's something we do all the fucking time. But I pissed him off so bad that nobody showed up last week, so... Basically, yeah, that episode that I cut, yeah, we're kind of pulling it down. Like, it's still going to show up, so if you're new to the feed, it'll be there, but the episode won't download. If you, you know, if you're not new to the feed and you've been here for a while, you know, obviously it's going to say it's a broken link and not work anymore. And again, part of that is because I acted like an ass. I pissed off my friends and my who are partially my brothers as well. And, again, for that, I truly am sorry. Like, I didn't mean to piss him off that bad that basically, you know, they got to a point where, you know, fuck you, fuck everything, I'm done with this shit, like, rage quit, you know, shit like that. And, again, when it comes down to something like that, like I said, I was just being a jackass just for the sake of being a jackass. Like, I've missed having my friends around to dick with them. So I figured I'd try to dick with them while they're not here. And technically speaking, that's not something that's cool to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nick gave me a whole bunch of shit about how, well, what if we did, you know, a bunch of shit and talk behind your back when you weren't here? And technically speaking, one, you guys have done that a couple times in the past. And two, what are you going to say that's going to piss me off?
Remember that time he said, yeah, Seth couldn't make it to filming today because his fat ass had to eat all the Twinkies in the gas station.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. And it's like, woo, oh God, I'm so hurt. It's a fat joke. I've only been fat my entire life. Like, what are you going to say? Oh, Seth can't get a woman. Oh, wow, newsflash. oh my god, let me stop the presses on that one. There's a fucking shock. Let me dust off my surprise face.
And yes, we got a bill back for what's up.
You know, like, literally, there's not much, because I'm an open book. I mean, hell, anybody who's listened to Osario Says, which Bill brought up this point earlier, anybody who's listened to Osario Says knows full goddamn well, you give me a mic and time to talk. Oh boy, am I going to talk. Like, there's only two or three stories that you could bring up that might piss me off, but they're not going to piss me off as much as they're going to piss you guys off. Like, see, there was this one time, right, where I had this this older female friend, right?
And Bill slowly turns to sad.
Fucking look for Bill. Oh, God.
Because it's a story that we are not bringing up, or either that or saving it for a special occasion.
Oh,
if you
man.
Don't know what the story is, you are fortunate. There are some stories.
Look, it happened to me. I should be the one that's embarrassed by it, but I'm not.
Damn it.
Now, that says, like, two different things about me. One, I have no shame when I do need some, which is a little bit bullshit because I do have some shame. But when it comes down to that story...
Don't try to guess what it is.
Care.
Just leave it alone. You're over there with the think face.
It's like... I'm afraid to ask what it is, but I probably
You've
won't.
Probably heard the story a few times. It's just a repressed memory
at
this point.
Not the full thing. I've heard this opening part about it, and then that's it over and over again.
Well, I've heard the whole thing.
But anyway, Bill's back for what's up. We got a Bill back. So now we just got to work on getting Shane or Nick back.
Nick coming back might be an impossibility, because no offense to the guy, like I said... He's my brother. I love him. Like, his mom is kind of my mom, and his dad is kind of my dad. Like, if I went over to his house right now, his family would literally be like, we haven't seen you in ages. How you been, son? And literally, they'll call me their son. You know, like I said, like, he's a part of the family. He's my brother. But getting Nick here is kind of a difficult thing to do, which I kind of get. Like, we only get so much time. You know what I mean? There's only so much time in your life. When you spend Monday through Friday busting your ass working, and then Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be your days relaxing, I understand it when you want to take your Saturday and relax, but like I said, this show is literally, it's a fucking full-time job. Like, anybody who's ever heard the Cypress Hill song Rock Superstar, it's a job, or it's a fun job, but it's still a job, is the main quote that applies to this. And when it comes right down to it, I get it. You know, he wants to take his time and, you know, enjoy his time off away from his normal 9-to-5 grind. And Bill's got to go to work. But at the end of the day, like, he just kind of shows up when he wants to show up. And, I mean,
but Shane.
That's on him. Now, Shane.
Shane has a game night tonight.
Yeah,
I like how
Shane's
often,
throwing a party.
I like how often we make that joke. Bill has to go to work. And that's been... I've hated that's been
problem.
A true statement lately. Normally it goes off during film night and we make a joke about it, but I've literally been going into work.
Yeah.
But Shane has a game night tonight.
Yeah, because Shane moved into his new apartment.
And we just found out earlier today about it.
Yeah, nobody fucking knew about it until his girlfriend said, hey, are you guys coming over? And she said it to Bill.
Yeah,
are you guys coming over?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah,
Shane didn't say shit to any of us. Now, me, I understand. Again, I completely pissed him off because I said, dick
no,
tastes
I think
yummy.
My best guess...
As a joke.
My best guess is that I don't think he was throwing the
throwing
game
the
night.
Party.
I think she was...
And said, invite everybody.
It was weird, because, yeah, I was sitting there, and she was like, are you guys coming? And I was like, coming to what? And she's like, we're going to have a game night. And I was like, who's we? Like, what just happened right now?
Yeah. and did they forget that we record on Saturdays?
No,
yeah.
I think it was that they were moving, so...
Because
yeah. My guess is that it was her idea, because almost all this week, he has been telling me, I'm going to be late, But that's all he's been saying, is he's going to make it, but he's going to make it late. And then I don't think he even knew. I think he probably was at home getting stuff put together, unpacking boxes, and then she was probably like, hey, everybody's coming over. Because then he just recently sent me an address and was like, yeah, if you're coming over, even he seems confused by it. He was like, this is the address you would need. So I don't think even he knew what was happening. Yeah. I think he ended up drug into, like, a situation.
Yeah, which unfortunately sounds about right. Like, we've all been there in a relationship, and next thing you know, it's, yeah, I'm not really doing anything. What are you talking about? We're having a party. Okay, we are having a party? When did we decide? Are having a party? Are you sure it's not you decided to throw a party, and because I live here, I have to be a part of the party, too?
Dude, I've had that one, too.
Shit, I haven't even been there. I've been with roommates who have decided we're having a party, and I'm like, okay, you guys may be having a party. You tell them motherfuckers to stay the fuck out of my room and don't touch my shit. I don't want a game or a fucking console or anything coming up missing. I don't even want a sock misplaced. Like, don't touch my shit. Keep them out of my room. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I kind of get it. But, you know, like I said, when it comes right down to it at the end of the day, like getting everybody here, you know, it is going to be a bit of an issue. And like I said, part of that is because Shane did just move. Like, the week when I recorded needs to go fuck themselves.
He'll be back in the next recording, I imagine.
If he isn't forced.
Man, I guess, yeah. Damn it. Yeah. Dude, it's so retarded where we are right now.
Yeah, tell
it's,
me about it.
It's Which, 60...
by the way, you need to stop posting that shit, because I'm doing my best. No. Like I'm jokingly about it.
One
like,
episode.
Shit. Yeah, one episode, but even so, like, literally, Bill kind of turned me on to Review Tech USA, and literally one of the last news articles they did is fucking Gavin and his girl from Rooster Teeth almost got, like, shot and killed in their home.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because holy some shit, fanatic that happened.
Dude decided, yeah. Fucking, I love the girl, but she's with Gavin. Gavin needs to die so I could steal the woman because she'll love me for killing Gavin.
Yeah, I saw that
and,
article.
Like, about look, it. Don't get me wrong. If like, we like you guys. Like, I'm not going to say that we love you guys. I mean, we appreciate the fact that you guys listen to a bunch of random jackasses sitting around talking, like, random nonsense.
When some of us talk.
But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, we do have fans that literally have gotten to the fanatical side. Like, they instantly assume that because they listen to the show, they need to be in on episodes. And, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we appreciate you guys. You know, we love the fact that you guys want to talk with us. You know, even sometimes you guys want to hang out with us. But at the end of the day, we're just people. Like, literally, you guys could do the exact same thing and have a following yourselves. If you have a cell phone, it automatically has a program built into it. And even if it doesn't, you can try different applications, you know, through either Google Play or the fucking the iTunes App Store. And fucking, you can find a, you know, voice recorder.
Yep.
And just talk into your phone. Shit, we used to do it for years. Like, that's how we got the podcast going originally, was Bill one day just fucking set up a bunch of his books, put his phone down, and hit record.
I mean, for a while, that's how we were doing some of the Jobber.
Shit, that's how we still do Jobber still do for the Jobber. Most part. Like, that's how we do fucking Ruxpin Abridged, me and Scott. Like, we get on Skype, and Scott records the Skype session.
And when I record my stuff for Ruxpin, I use my cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, literally, at the end of the day, like, this is something anybody can do. Like, me personally, because I can't speak for everybody, but me personally, like, I appreciate the fact that you guys love listening to us and that you guys want to hang out and talk with us. But, I mean, like, you know, like I said, there are a few people who literally have gotten to the point where it's like, I'm going to be a part of the crew, I'm going to start making all this money and this and that, and it's like, we make no money. We make nothing. This is literally
what
a
money?
Hobby. Yeah, exactly.
What money?
The only money that we have is the money in our pockets from working our normal 9-to-5 jobs. You know, so, I mean, like I said, it's just one of those things where just kind of as a precautionary measure, we've been doing it since, you know, day one of trying to avoid letting you guys know where we're at other than we're in central Illinois. I mean, good luck pinning it down from there, but you know, like I said, it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, we love you guys, but we're trying to be careful about people who get, you know, too psychotic and too caught up in it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you guys want to hang out or something, let us know. We could throw on, like, a fan special or fucking give you our PlayStation accounts and you can come and fucking talk to us and hang out with us. But
I know that's something Bill has been trying to figure out, is how to do some of these fan interaction episodes.
Well, I mean, shit, we've got a fucking Discord channel. We've had a Discord channel for like a couple of months now.
Yeah, I was actually confused.
We're fucking around with it and still trying to get it all, you know, squared away.
I was confused about that because the very first day that we set that up, we posted the links and everything to bring people in. And we got some people, but some of the people I was expecting to show up did not, and I was very confused by it.
Yeah, like, we didn't really get fans. We got, like, friends who were fans.
Yeah.
So, like, literally that night, like, I want to say our buddy Ducky joined, and we were like,
yeah,
Duck, what's up? And he was like, oh, shit, where you guys at? And we're, like, just at our houses chilling. And we got in, and we started doing, like, a Discord talking session, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm playing this game, and fucking... You and Nick were fucking sitting around playing KOTOR, and he was like, fuck, I haven't played that in forever. So he went and he got KOTOR and fucking booted it up on his original Xbox, and you guys are all playing KOTOR. And all of a sudden, it was like, why are we all sitting at our houses just playing games by ourselves talking? Let's just go to Bill's.
Because no fans ever got on the feed, so we were like, why don't we, like, actually hang out?
Yeah. Like, we're all in the same area. I mean, it's literally like the... In fact, that was the night that
I gave Shane his Christmas gift.
It's exactly that was the night of Shane.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause literally you were like, well fuck, how do I get out there? And I was like,
by the way,
Shane.
On Reploid Productions, Shane. In the latest episode.
Nice. But
There's a story Bill needs to tell.
Oh, yeah, there's a fucking Best Buy story you gotta tell. Which, again, thanks to your Best Buy stories, when I went looking for a new aux cable for my fucking truck, I said, fuck it, I'll just swing into Best Buy. They have the automotive section. It'll be right there in the stereos. Just get a fucking 3 or 4 foot aux cord, call it a day. Walked in, looked around, no cord. I said, fuck this, and left. Because I fucking knew better. I literally, that's not a joke. I parked, got out, walked into the building. Like, the guy goes, hi, how can I help you? And I go, I know what I'm looking for. I just need an aux cord. It's going to be back in fucking in the speaker system. And he goes, oh, all right. So I walk back there. I walk around for a second. Nothing. I walk over to the computer shit thinking maybe it's over with, like, computer speakers. Nothing. Walk over to the headphones. Nothing. Fucking walk up over by TVs, and it's just nothing but TVs, and I literally, the thought, like, blinks into my head. So I'm fucking standing inside a goddamn Best Buy for an hour and a half with my truck running outside, and I said, well, good thing I didn't leave my shit running. They don't have it. I can already tell, because it's Best Buy. Peace, bitches, and fucking walked out the door. And the guy literally goes, oh, you didn't find it? And I said, no, I'm all right, and fucking walked out the door. Like, literally, the same dude who was sitting there, like, with a fucking cell phone display, like, come here, we've got both T-Mobile, Sprint, and Boost, and you can get all these at the exact same time, and this and that, and cell phone plans. And I was like, I already got a phone, fuck off. And then was walking out, and he's like, have a nice day. And I'm like, yep, don't worry. Like, at first, I thought he was about to, like, try to tackle me and be like, what have you stolen? And it's like, what in this fucking place is worth stealing? Literally, name me something in this store that's worth stealing. A pair of headphones? Oh, no.
Yeah, you can get yourself some Beats by Dre.
Yeah, so I literally, like, I drove, like,
did you hear about that?
A block and a half down the street and
did you hear about they actually went into how those things are made and they figured out that you can get the exact same thing? Literally, these Beats by Dre, the equipment, the level of equipment that is used... The quality of those speakers that are put into these things that cost hundreds of dollars is the exact same quality as a $20 pair of headphones you can get anywhere.
Yep.
He just has his name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like the dumb women who go out and spend thousands of dollars on a handbag.
It's not a set of Bose headphones, okay? It's not.
Yeah, you get those boys' headphones, yeah. Because the Beats by Dre even claim to have a fucking noise leveler on it. I've listened to several people who say that it's not a fucking noise leveler. It's basically, it's like a bass booster, so you can't hear anything because your music is now a lot fucking louder. Because all you did is flip a switch, which turned up the volume automatically. It's not a matter of it cancels out the other noise from around you. It literally just gets louder. You know what's great about that? I have noise-canceling headphones at home. They're called $30 Turtle Beach headsets for my fucking PlayStation 4. I just take the microphone jack out. And since those bitches are so fucking huge and fit my ear so perfectly, I don't hear shit. I realized one night when I was sitting in a fucking party playing Fortnite with some of my friends from work, I flipped the one side up and realized I was screaming at the top of my lungs to talk to these guys, and that my fucking sound bar on my computer monitor, since that's what I've got my PlayStation going through, was literally up really loud so I can hear through these fucking things that sit so tight on my head no noise can get in anyway. At 10 o'clock at night, when I know my dad is trying to go to sleep and is probably going to come down and beat my brains in with a baseball bat, saying, shut the fuck up and go to bed. It's Wednesday, goddammit. There's work in the morning. Because you guys have heard my dad screaming at me fucking 3 in the morning. Okay, so let's see. We've already covered the basics, because I'm truly sorry I pissed off Shane and Nick. Maybe not so much Nick. I mean, I am sorry I pissed him off, but Nick I'm not as sorry about, because really all I said about him was he exaggerates his stories, and again, we all do, so that's not anything to be mad about. Best Buy story. Be careful, because fans fucking sending pizzas to your house is a bad thing. But no, that's true. Like, a lot of, like there's this fad that's been going on for years called doxing, where if you're any quote celebrity, regardless of whether you're a Z-list podcaster like us or Kevin Smith, which he would appreciate that joke, but yeah, whether you're Z-list or A-list, a lot of people will actually like hack into, you know, your computer system, find out where you live, and either post your personal information for any motherfucker to find, or they'll call up a local Pizza Hut, place an order for like 17 pizzas with everything on them, and send them to your house. You know,
I was going to say, if that happens while we're recording, guess what? We're having a pizza party.
Yes and no, because technically we need cash for that, and yeah. I don't think any of us have cash. We have cards. I mean, I could check my app to see if I can run across the street and pull out the $100 that's got to last me until Friday off my card and pay for some pizzas, but I don't know. But yeah, like I said, that shit, that's more just a matter of trying to keep people away from knowing where the fuck we live or work or any of that, just because, you know, if somebody gets really and truly psychotic and decides, hey, I'm going to show up and kill these motherfuckers because then I'll gain their fame. Again, we're not fucking famous. We're a bunch of retards who sit around and talk into a microphone about stupid shit.
Yep.
Fuck does it matter? I mean, don't get me wrong. I have depression, so, I mean, if you show up on the right day, I'll be like, fuck it, I don't feel like living. Kill me anyway. Although, don't get me wrong, if it's one of our female fans who are like, hey, I'm going to fucking marry this dude, I mean, sure, go ahead, show up, I guess. I mean, I don't really know how to respond to that. I mean, sure, Scott's single, I'm single, technically Nick is single, even though he's living with his... I don't know if I should call her...
I'm not even getting into that whole situation.
Well, I'm not getting into that either, but I mean, like, again, he's technically single, because, I mean, they're not
in a relationship. Don't even circle the bowl. It's so utterly complicated and unexplainable on any level that I care to go into.
Yeah, that would take literally the entire rest of the episode to be like, you know, like, they're exes, but they're not, and then they are, and then they're not, but then they are, and then they're not. But yeah, it'd be like literally an entire hour of they are, they're not, they are, they're not. I'd have better luck taking a flower and pulling out the petals, and she loves me not, than Yeah.
What are you doing, Cat?
So yeah, literally, I think the only people who are spoken for is like Bill and Jeremy and Shane. And Shane is kind of questionable because me and him are fighting right now. I mean, I know his girlfriend's going to love him till the day he dies, but I mean, me and Shane are questionable right now because he's mad at me, and he kind of has a right to be mad at me, but I mean, I'm just saying, he's not getting any for a while, and neither am I. Because that old chestnut of a joke.
Oh, boy.
So I think that's all the, like, extra bullshit. I guess we're going into... Because I know that the main problem's been a matter of why we've broken format is because, technically speaking, there's a lot of times where the only news that's posted is shit that you've posted, Scott.
Well,
and then another problem comes down to a matter of a lot of the news that's posted on our pages is shit that, quite honestly, I don't give a shit about. Just because I kind of don't give a shit about much of anything, to be quite honest. Like, anything newsworthy.
Well, technically, there is one thing as far as Sentai Power Rangers that was posted today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that about the fucking...
Beast
they're finally
going
to go back to Go Busters.
Yeah, we might finally be getting a Go Busters adaptation.
So,
yeah.
Wait, when was that, the Go Busters?
Like, 8 years ago or something?
Yeah.
So, if they're backtracking...
Yeah, because technically it was like Go Busters...
The real scary thing here is how far do we really want them to... Because, look, if you backtrack too hard, like, say they go the distance here.
I was going to say, I don't think they would go back to the original first one.
Right, that's what I
mean.
You mean
they want to go for speed?
Can you imagine, like, how far they go back? You get that... We've already got the problem. Our cameras are better than their cameras.
Yeah. Again, today we just did the Turbo Rangers episode, and I swear to God, if somebody can fucking find it and show it, I know Scott's going to try to go back and look through the fucking the Turbo DVD, like try to rewatch some of the episodes, because I'm telling you, there's one fucking scene where you see the brown Yoda motherfucker. I'm telling you, it's there. I saw it. I just can't find the episode. So if somebody can find it before you can, props to them.
Yeah, Sentai Review has Ghostbusters would be Power Rangers Beast Morph.
Yeah.
Morphers. I don't know why they're called Beast Morphers.
But I don't know why they're calling it that either, but I will say that it's very interesting that we're finally getting Ghostbusters because I believe in the Ghostbusters Sentai, they actually say it's morphin' time.
Yep.
Now, I'm guessing they probably couldn't say Beast Mode.
Yeah, there's probably a few things that they might not be able to say, but even so, it's still something that they
pretty
can
much
do, but...
that's been the whole feed all day.
Yeah.
People are saying, I think I want Ghostbusters so badly, and that's why I immediately jump on that.
And
this is, without a doubt, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is going to be a group that has leather, not spandex.
Yeah.
From what they're saying.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah,
because
they did.
That's because they did.
They had those
coats.
They had, like, those jackets.
Yeah.
So, so they have to stick with that aesthetic. But again, like Bill said, we just got done with Turbo. And mind you, Turbo is fucking how old now?
90s?
Yeah, it was like late 90s type of thing, like mid to late 90s. So, I mean, that put it at maybe 20 years old.
And then they were using
and then when
from
they
Car
cut
Ranger.
Over, yeah, when they cut over to the actual Sentai itself, like, the Sentai already looked like it was dated. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, like, you know, some of it looks pretty badass.
But
for the most part, like, you could tell that the cameras at certain angles suck.
But with this Beast Morphers and Go Busters, it might not be that bad of a difference.
It might not be, but considering the fact that you're talking about something from, like, what is it? I think it was, like, 2006, 2007, right around the time that we started the argument and debate of which is better fucking... 1080p or 1080i.
All right, so...
And now we have, like, 4K fucking cameras?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The real question isn't is it going to be good or bad or anything like that. We won't know until we see it. All American adaptations, if you want to get priss about it, you could make the argument that all American Power Rangers is bad. But then why are you guys watching it? I mean, this is a true statement. This is something that happens in fan circles all the time where the fans will complain, oh, it's not going to be as good as the Sentai. Then don't watch it.
Yeah.
Even I've given up on a lot of the Power Rangers series because I lost interest.
It happens.
Yeah.
Because there are some other things happening on the network. That is the big news, is that GoBusters is finally happening.
It was actually revealed because of the toy thing that's going on in New York, I think.
Yeah.
The whole toy
fair. Yeah, speaking of the toy fair,
Power Rangers Now on Twitter has actually released, and this is on our feed, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger helmetless figures from Tamashii Nation revealed. Yeah. This is, right now there's only two pictures, Austin St. John and Jason David Frank, without the helmets, and this is very much like the Ranger figures themselves, the body caps and everything, looked like that really expensive line that was out, like the $180 freaking guys.
Yeah. Plus, now you also have to add on additional licensing and shit for, you know, the actual faces.
No, I don't see. This is where things are getting complicated.
And the toy line. The toy line has now changed.
That's colors. Our next piece of news, actually, yeah. With this one, I was just going to bring up,
I was about to say, it's just the cat acting the fool, don't worry.
Saban, to my knowledge, even today, has never paid a single royalty to any one of these kids. Ever.
Oh, yeah, how Austin St. John looks like Shia LaBeouf or...
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever.
So if you're looking at this, though...
Well, I mean, just because fucking Jaime Saban has it doesn't mean that, like, fucking, you know...
Now, that's what I was going to ask.
Whoever owns it.
That's what I was going to ask. Now that the toy line is moving, because Hasbro owns them now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they cut off from Bandai, now Hasbro, the masters of toys.
Now, if Hasbro gets a hold of them...
Technically speaking, that's partially true, because, I mean,
when you
think about
it... toys.
Well, yeah.
Well, Hasbro does... Look...
Although they got rid of He-Man for some reason.
No,
some other company, Super 7, picked it up.
Oh, well, there's a reason for that, though. Look, for years and years and years, because this is actually, it's weird that you went into He-Man, because I was actually going to talk about He-Man. No, I really was.
Not just because of that video you saw?
God. No, look, okay, to finish this, Hasbro would be able to pay out royalties if they chose to say, hey, we're about to use your likeness. We would like you to finally get something from it. They could do that. Will they do it? This is big business. No. These people will never get a damn penny until they sue their asses off.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. These kids will always be shit on. They built the foundation of a multi-billion-dollar corporation that follows through even today. Power Rangers has made millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. There are people right now sitting in a tiny room filled with money that can't even breathe anymore. They're swimming to the top of the stack. And they're just screaming at the top of their lungs, laughing tears of joy. It prints money! And not a single dollar is ever blown out the window to Jason David Frank, or Austin St. John, or Walter, or anybody.
Or Amy.
Like, it doesn't happen. These kids, they're able to make money off their namesake and give out autographs and do cons and panels and things like that, which helps us.
Names to get into fucking other projects.
It helps us, but it's just like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher never got royalties for Star Wars.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ever. She took the buyout in the first film. And not a single thing was produced with her face on it. Toys, models, statue busts, pictures, comic books, nothing.
The fucking poster on Bill's wall.
It never went back to her.
Yep.
If she'd have been able to keep a 0.5 royalty.
Shit, even a 0.2 royalty.
She would have made outrageous money.
That's the number one thing that you have to look at.
But, speaking of He-Man, He-Man has changed markets.
Yeah.
He-Man, it's really interesting, actually. He-Man has changed in this way. For years and years, there were He-Man toys.
Which then spawned the cartoon, which were advertisements for the toys.
It was He-Man spawned spawned a cartoon, and then the cartoon went to comics, and then the comics got really big, and then there were more toys, and then the cartoon,
new
and then
cartoons, more yada yada, yeah.
And then there was a, oh my god, there was an awful, awful
movie
cartoon reboot.
Oh
no,
yeah.
That movie is solid gold. It is platinum bars of wonderful flowing locks of Dolph Lundgren hair.
Yep.
Before that cartoon can even be considered as He-Man.
Wait, which one? Which
remember when he wore his tight leather pants?
Oh, the
with
the
his
new
long
adventures
mullet hair and his oh, it was awful.
Yep.
That is not He-Man. But it is because it carries his namesake, which is awful.
Yeah.
It's a stain in the underwear.
Say, the rebooted one that they had on like Cartoon Network Warner Brothers was more He-Man.
Now, there was the other cartoon that tried to reboot the franchise, which had very good storytelling, but it just... Kids are not there anymore. But... Here's the thing. They're not there, not because necessarily they wouldn't like it. There's a weirdness to He-Man. I'm being real with you. This was something that I've never been
nostalgia.
A He-Man fan. I've never been a He-Man fan. Never. But recently, and I don't know why.
No, actually I have to edumacorrect you right there. You've been a He-Man fan when it's Dolph Lundgren or Shane. Then you're a fan of He-Man.
Okay. But...
It's Greg.
One of the things that's interesting about He-Man is that somehow they managed to take this fantasy barbarian property and they created something that has almost no boundaries. This is look at all kinds of things. Okay, Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
What are you allowed to do with him? He fights monsters, demons, evil wizards.
Otherwise, other bad guys too. But
okay.
Yeah.
Can you do a Conan the Barbarian where, soldiers from the future come back with machine guns and shoot at him?
As a cartoon, they could try it.
And it would be dumb.
Yes.
It would be dumb.
It depends on where they put it. Because technically speaking, if they put it on Netflix, I mean...
It would be dumb. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
But then you can go to the other. You can go to the other extreme. And you can look at something like... I don't know. Captain Bucky O'Hare. Just for argument purposes, we're going to dig deep.
Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Now, this is getting even more ridiculous. This is a rabbit in space with,
A green rabbit in space.
A green rabbit in space, basically being Star Fox. Can we take away his plane, give him a sword, drop him on a barbarian planet, and have him do a Conan adventure?
Well, he kind of has one sidekick that's kind of a barbarian, but...
So can he do that?
Who, Captain Caveman? Was that his sidekick?
He can't do it. The storylines don't work. But He-Man did something very weird. There is nothing that you cannot do in He-Man.
Yeah.
There's cybernetic monsters, guys that are half-man, half-machine. There are zombies. There are beastmen. There are evil barbarians. There's a guy that's missing his face. It's one of the coolest enemies in the history of ever. And look, he's not even a cool enemy. He just has this look that makes him so cool.
And then there's a...
Oh, you mean like Lord Zedd pre-He's Too Menacing?
Yeah. Then you have He-Man. Now, you look at He-Man's Kingdom, though, and this is where things get really crazy. Somehow this works, but it should never work. He-Man is a
ancient,
bare-chested, futuristic. Ancient. He's a bare-chested, ancient barbarian with a sword of power
and godlike strength.
But
oh no, that's because he has the same power as Doom Guy.
But the kingdom,
which technically Doom Guy stole that power from He-Man, but that's beside.
But
the point.
If you get into his kingdom, he has soldiers with cybernetic enhancements and machine guns and lasers and rocket rifles and airplanes and hoverboards and a weird wizard that's like not really a man because he's like a floating aboriginal spirit thing. And
like Cleistor?
This is what's weird about He-Man is somehow there's nothing that can't be done in He-Man.
Yep.
There's almost no property that you can get away with this.
Yeah.
Almost no property in existence.
And like I said, he has the exact same power as Doom Guy, because technically Doom Guy stole it from him, because He-Man can literally take a broken chain and magically fuse it together like it was never broken.
That's lazy 80s writing. That's not Doom Guy.
That's true, but still.
Okay, but what happened with his toy line is that he moved markets. What ended up happening was his toy line started to die.
No, it's because the ambulance likes to hide over here at the gas station.
It died pretty heavily. It went from the toys of the 80s, tried to make toys of the 90s.
Failed.
Ew. Yeah. It died, and then they had this really awesome toy reboot. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It did not make it, but these toys are highly sought after because they're so freaking cool. There was a relaunch of the original He-Man line,
yep.
And these toys are highly detailed, they move better, they stand taller, like the original guy's this big, this toy is this big.
For those of you who can't tell, 6 inches turns into 8 inches.
They're immensely detailed. They have battle scarrings and scrapes. But it's all the original guys. Nothing has changed from this figure to this. It's just they look 1,000 times better. Yeah. And this line made it a year and a half.
Yeah, because they were trying to cash in on the nostalgia wave that's been hitting the planet for, like, the past, what, decade?
Well, actually, no. That line was actually meant to do a slight reboot to the toy line and just keep the toy line going. Mm. But what ended up happening...
Because I think I've heard of this.
These toys failed.
I got a person who I worked with for a long while who was a He-Man fan and was following the toy lines. And he was talking about there was a line that was... extremely limited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it very long. But to give you an idea, and of course they can't see it, but that's He-Man. You know He-Man.
Yeah.
That was the toy. When they rebooted his line, they released an incredibly impressive, highly sculptable, different new age He-Man. That was still built on the exact original premise.
That looked like the newer series that they made, so...
But he's not. He's built from the original line of stuff. And they did a Skeletor as well. And these guys have a lot of battle damage.
Good.
And they look way cooler. And they're just all around impressive. Like, it was a really cool toy line. But that toy line also failed, and it failed for one specific reason. They're toys.
Yeah.
He-Man has shifted now, and they are selling his toys again. But they're no longer available for kids. He-Man toys have moved to a new place where they're now sold in markets. There are He-Cons. You can go to He-Man cons. These are real cons. And they sell these toys that are built for you, for me, for adults have the money to spend on toys.
I've seen some of them when I was working at GameStop.
And these toys
There was some there. There were some enlarged, regular-sized He-Man figures.
Yes. These are produced either they're incredibly high-quality new-age toys, or sometimes they make perfect sculpt original molds of the old toys and sell them. But they're sold at adult prices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the enlarged ones that I saw at GameStop that we had for a while. One was He-Man. I think the other one was Skeletor, and they look like the original style, but they were enlarged.
Yeah, so. Exactly. In fact, recently, there was something else that did this. The Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Yeah, they did some figures based on the original movie.
But they actually, not very recently, it was probably about a year and a half ago, they relaunched the entire original 1980s toy line.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
And it was as original as you could get. They even had the hard, crappy heads because the second wave of the toys had the squeezy heads.
Yep.
Actually, when they released Season 7 in separate parts, I think they had some of the turtle figures with those.
And I went and bought those. I went and bought those, the original line turtles. When they said, we're re-releasing the original line turtles, I went and got them. And, dude, I'm going to tell you, this is where toys live now. And I'm going to make 2 points. Toys are for adults.
Yep.
That sounds so weird, because we live in a different time. But toys are for adults. They're for you, they're for me, they're for him. They're not for my nephew Alex.
Yeah.
They're not for my fiancé's son.
They are not for your daughter.
Yeah, they're not even
stuffed animals.
They're not even for Gwen. They're not. And here's why. Because today, and I just had two kids in my house for an entire night. These are two kids that are at the exact same age level that when I was their age, I had G.I. Joes, and we didn't play like kids. Our games were a little more sophisticated. We actually had storylines, and after a while we developed a card game, which was a 3-card system where you still were playing Joes, but like if you were going to win, you actually had to win.
Yeah. Shit, I still remember using the entire our buddy in high school, Brandon, his room was literally the entire upstairs of his house, which was like I don't even know how many fucking square feet, but I mean, it was large.
Yeah.
Like, big enough to put, like, a full-size, like, dining room table, which was his just random hangout table.
Yeah, it was over in the right-hand corner of the room.
He had a bed, a fucking easy chair, a fucking entertainment center with the TV and his Xbox. In the other room, he had, like, a spare TV.
And a set of bunk beds.
Yeah, and a set of bunk beds.
And another table.
And literally, there were a couple of nights where we went up there to go and do, like, our old fucking Gamers United shit, which was back when G4 was huge and we were trying to get on some of the fucking competitive gaming shit. But we went up there to go and fucking play some games and hang out, and literally one night we played Joe's and literally used the entire fucking room to play Joe's.
Now, here's the thing. The atmosphere has changed. We grew up in a time that sold toys. That's fine. You had G.I. Joes. You had He-Man. You had Turtles. Me.
You had X-Men and Power Rangers.
When I was growing up, Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, Power Rangers, those were the three big toys that I personally collected. Those were my three majors. And then there was a slight strange fourth toy that came out of nowhere that I collected a lot. And I'm not saying this was like a toy that ruled the world, but for some reason, I bought almost every goddamn one of these. Alien.
Yeah.
There was the bull alien, the panther alien, the snake alien, the queen, the scorpion alien, the xeno alien.
Yep.
I bought these things like crazy, and they had predators, and they had all the soldiers and whatnot that fought them. I went nuts on these things for some reason.
Oh, I know the exact reason. If memory serves, the alien line was actually McFarlane.
They were so awesome.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I had Turtles.
Now, what did you play? When Name your four up? Toy lines that you just bought.
Turtles. G.I. Joe. Thundercats.
Okay, yep. See, that wasn't me, but that was you.
Back then, WWF.
Oh, you know, that was a big set of toys. See, it wasn't for me.
They had those one rubbery type of figures,
yeah,
too.
Right. That wouldn't have been something that I'd have thought about at all. But it's interesting.
But yeah, they had the rubber figures and then the small little figures, too. But
I actually expected you to say He-Man. That surprises me that you had no... Because I had a kid that lived...
Oh, I did have some He-Man as well, so...
I had a kid that lived down the street from me. He collected He-Man. He had the castle and everything. It was awesome. Like, I didn't collect He-Man. But I would actually take my Turtles down there. And that's what I mean about he made this universe that could fit anything... Because I would take the Turtles down there, and we would be like, some vortex opens up, and we fall out of the castle, here's four Turtles. And then we just play all damn night. He had He-Man characters like crazy, and I had most of the Turtles that had come out. Main cast, I didn't have like the ridiculous, because those things went on forever. What did you?
Okay. Turtles, Hot Wheels shit.
See, I wouldn't even consider. Yeah, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Technically, the only reason why it is I had Hot Wheels stuff is because, like, my dad would get them for me, my mom would get them for. Like, I didn't really care enough, but I mean, like, I still used them from time to time. I'm gonna count both of these as one because I'm just gonna say building shit. So like Legos and Kinect stuff.
Oh, see,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
I had a lot of that, but it definitely
Legos, yeah.
And then. That was really all I had, because after that, like, basically I had my Nintendo that took up all my time.
Right.
My Genesis and shit like that. So the only other thing that I had, well, not that I had, but that I really wanted was, like, some of the Spawn action figures, but I wasn't into Spawn at the time. Like, literally, there was one time we went to a flea market that was, like, held up the street, like, a little ways from my grandma's house, which you guys know where that's at.
Yeah.
But, like, there was, like, an old barn that they had kind of converted into a bit of a store that now is apartments that this dude we went to high school with lives in, but fucking, we went in there, and, like, there was this really rad-looking toy, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Spawn, what the hell is that? And it wasn't until years later that I found out about it. But, yeah, for the most part, like, that's what I had, was Turtles, Rangers, and fucking, I guess that would be the fourth one, then. It'd be Rangers. So, Turtles, Rangers, fucking... Legos and shit and fucking Hot Wheels were the toys that I had. That was basically it. Like, after that, it was random shit. Like, when I was super little, I think it was my mom or my dad, one of them had one of those stupid, like, view scope things. You know, the one where you put the little fucking card in it and you click the button. And,
oh, Viewmaster.
Yeah, the Viewmaster. And then, like, of course, all, like, the fad toys, like, Light Bright and shit like that. But, yeah, for the most part, like, a good portion of that was just... it's the hot toy. Here you go. Shut the fuck up. You know, that type of thing. Like how most parents usually go with that. But
now, look at this. There's a reason that today, toys cost $25 a person. You want to get a Spider-Man? It's $25. Want to get a Ghost Rider? Ghost Rider, he's $25. Want to get a Superman? It's like $25. Power Ranger, $25. He-Man, $25-something.
Unless you go with one of the bigger ones, and then that might be $30.
Now, why did this start happening? Because they're not sold to kids.
Even though on the package it does say ages 6 and...
But it's not sold to them.
Yeah, it's not sold to them.
Yeah.
There's a group
it's
of people...
It's sold to the parents... who then give it to the kids, being like, Daddy grew up with this, or Mommy grew up with this. You should play with it, too.
But even though they have it on the package, they have it on the package in case some parent wants to buy it for their kids. Nobody does.
No.
Nobody does.
Or if you buy it and your kid gets into it, you know, be careful, small pieces, child will choke to death, keep out of reach.
All of these figures now, they come with extra heads, extra hands, different body caps, things like that. They're toys... but they're not. They're sold to adults. Toys are for adults. It's really weird. But look, I just had kids in my house. You know what they did? You know what they brought with them?
Video games and tablets.
This fucking stupid phone. Thing.
Ow, you hit me with your phone. I'm suing.
Phone.
You owe me money.
They don't play toys.
Gotta go get a toy out of one of them little.
I remember when I would go with my grandma, I would take like my Terminator toys. And like I would take like a couple Spider-Man and like my Terminator toys and whatnot. And like the Terminator would try to get Spider-Man or whatnot. We'd go on these long car rides because she had to live in fucking
Alabama.
Howdy do and Timmy Buck too.
Yeah. Hullabaloo and how do you do?
I have an interesting experience with a Terminator figure. I had the Xenoskeleton thing from Terminator.
Yeah.
And I also had the normal flesh-colored Silly Putty, which I would try putting over the skeleton frame to be like...
In fact, the toy companies knew that you were doing that, and there was actually a thing you could buy, which was like this weird mold device... Mm-hmm. Where you could put your Terminator in this thing and close it, and then you could put that on this machine, and you could pull this thing down. It would drop this crap inside the mold, then you'd wait like 10 minutes, and you'd open it up, and it'd look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you could peel it off, and the Terminator would be underneath it.
Yep.
But...
Or like when fucking Independence Day came out, I got like one of the fucking... The
alien
action figures from there. We're literally like, because it was
this I remember.
Split and the little guy was in there. That thing was so fucking rad.
There was an imagination that, I'm not going to tell you the kids don't imagine anymore, because they do. I see it, but I see like my daughter, she has a high imagination, and she's okay with toys, but she'll watch YouTube, or she'll play with the Wii U, or... Mm-hmm. She'll want to see what I'm doing. She'll want to know if she can play a game on the phone. It has changed. My daughter has toys. Half the time they just sit there. There's no purpose to them at all. They're just like, she has a ridiculous amount of toys that sit in that room... That if I threw all of them away tomorrow, she would watch YouTube.
Nah, she'd probably be a little bit upset. Some of them might mean
for a couple of days.
Yeah,
like it's not the same atmosphere. Like we grew up in an age where I had a proton pack.
Yep.
She would be interested in such a thing, but not in the way that we were, because. We didn't have these options.
Yeah.
Nintendo was not sophisticated enough yet to replace our imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the Game Boy you could take with you for like an hour.
The Game Boy
and
the
Game Gear. All four of the fucking batteries would die and you'd be Tetris-less.
As we've grown up and the world has changed, toys do not sell like they used to.
Yep.
Businesses like Toys R Us and whatnot are going out of business, not because they make poor decisions, and not because like, oh, the toy companies suck nowadays. Because this is something I'm seeing on our network where people are like, oh, well, the Bandai toys have been going downhill anyway, and that's pretty much what's really going on, is the toys started to suck. That's not what's going on. It's not even close. It's not that the quality of toys has gone down. Are you kidding me? Did you see the toys that we grew up with? Did you? Look, I love them. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But look at those Ninja Turtles. They can't move.
Yep, the arms move. The hands rotated.
The ninja... No, they didn't.
The legs barely move.
The hands can't move.
No, I thought the hand... Well, mine could, but that's just
their
because
shoulders.
I took my teeth and actually ripped the arms out.
Yeah, the original toys, toys were
like
stuck in action
move.
Poses. Yeah. And the legs couldn't really move. They can't throw a kick.
Yeah.
They do an awkward, weird leg spread city movement.
Yep.
And their arm goes up and it goes down, but the elbows and wrists can't move.
Their head can move around.
And their head can move left and right.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. They can't move their waist. They can't move their knees.
Except for when the movie figures came out.
Yes, but
Well, I was about to say, the closest thing to moving waste and shit would be like the fucking ones that you could turn from the baby turtle into the big guy, but even then that was barely... Well,
this was not just those toys. No. A lot of toys were like this.
Yeah.
And if you look at toys today, dude, some of the toys that you can buy that are throwaway toys, look, okay, for anybody that is going to tell me that the Power Ranger toys nowadays suck, flip heads.
Yep.
Get the fuck off it. Take off your goddamn nostalgia goggles. Those things were awful. They had big, giant, bulky chests. Yep. The weapons were solid gray. Their hands could not actually hold the weapons. There had to be holes that were drilled into the solid gray weapons and a little stick in the middle of the guy's hand so you could actually get him to hold the weapon.
The only one that I knew of that could actually hold it was, like I said, the one that I had would had the fucking, you hit the button and it did the judo kick, and the fucking, the feet moved, the fucking...
Well, no, but the first line, the only thing...
Like, what, the third or second line?
The first line was only the flip heads. Yeah. They couldn't do kicks.
Yeah.
Because their legs only moved forward.
Yep.
Oh, and their legs could not move all the way back.
Yep.
There was a point where their butt got in the way.
Yep.
So they might be able to kick you in the shin.
They could do a straight kick.
Yeah. It was literally like some of the older wrestling figures. You fucking held the leg up and fucking moved it forward to do a big boot.
Yeah.
And then you put the leg back down.
Yeah, I remember some
look
of those.
Look at the wrestling figures today. Tell me that is not 1,000 times better than what you grew up with.
Some
realistically.
They are making some in the old style, so...
Yes, yeah. Now, but you know why?
Because
toys are for adults.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's a different world, but it's true. It's a real statement. Toys are not for kids. Toys are for adults.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's a different world that we live in now, and this is a true statement. Toys are sold to us.
Yeah. Toys are from children 3 to 6, and then after, and even then, that's barely, because at 5 or 6, you know, after they've stolen your fucking cell phone or an iPad, or they've put a penny in the disc tray of your PlayStation 4, and you want to fucking strangle your child to death. But I love the little bastard, so I didn't do it at the time.
Let's also allow this argument real quick. The people that are going to say, oh, well, you shouldn't have given your kid a YouTube and cell phone and data pad and blah, blah, blah. Here's something for you real quick. Now, with the price it costs to buy toys, since they're literally sold to adults, if my daughter likes Spider-Man, that toy costs me $20 to $35 per character. Okay. I need Spider-Man, and I need a bad guy, at least.
Yep.
That's like $70. It's anywhere from $50 to $70.
Yep. Meanwhile, like I said, my ex's son, who at the time was going to become my son, if he stole up mommy's phone or he stole up daddy's phone so he could watch Mickey Mouse on YouTube or Ninja Turtles on YouTube or... try to sit down and play around on the draw pad on our touch screens. That shit's free. I already bought my phone. I dropped the $200 for this bitch.
But then again, with the whole YouTube thing, it's like, look at what happened to us growing up. We were put in front of a TV.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But there was one thing.
To watch cartoons and stuff.
But here's the thing about TV. The cartoons stopped.
Yeah.
And then I had to do something.
Yeah.
I didn't know what, but I had to do something.
Yeah.
Because my cartoons were over.
Yeah. After a while, the cartoons are over. Now it's time for, I don't have a job as an adult in the middle of the day, so I'm going to read some classifieds in the newspaper to find a job and watch Days of Our Lives and fucking shit like that.
So since TV had a stopping point... toys made sense.
Yeah.
And you could say, oh, well, you know, there was Nintendo. Okay, there was.
Yeah.
But let us go back to the mentality of children And let us remember what it was like to play Mario when we were 7 years old and die on the stupid guy that throws the stupid spiky guys out of his cloud head.
Oh, you're talking Mario 3. Okay, because I thought you were talking Mario 1.
Yeah, the guy in the cloud.
Oh, because Lakito in fucking in World, 4-1, he never bothered me.
Oh, did me? In fact, if I didn't take that warp pipe trick, I remember the second level used to make me mad.
Yeah, I can believe that one. I got so good with the warp pipe, I could literally beat... Okay. 8 used to piss me off, but I could literally make it from 1-1 all the way up to 8-1.
But that was after an awful lot of time. Yeah, and then when you got good enough to beat the game, you would beat it, and then it's done. And you could try it again, but...
Oh, I would play it again, but just a complete level, or side B.
It would start to die on you.
Right.
Or you would play it, and you would lose 7 or 8 times, and you'd be like, this game sucks a dick.
Yep, so I'd take it out, and I'd put in Mario 3. And then after I got sick of that, I'd take it out and put in one of the other games I had. I can't remember.
I'd play with toys. I had toys.
Shit,
I had toys all over the place.
Yeah,
there's also those who had books and comic books, too.
Well, shit, at that point, because, you know, around that time, because when I, you know, I was born in 88, so obviously the Nintendo was already out at that point. Like, my dad went and got one because he wanted to try it and play it. And literally, I grew up literally from, like, 2 or 3 up till now with a fucking controller in my hand. So if I got sick of playing a video game, I hit the power button, and then I hit the other button, which was the button on the fucking VHS player, and I popped in TMNT2, and I watched that, like, all the way through, hit rewind, watched it all the way through, hit rewind, popped in Turtles 3, because, again, I was 3 or 4 and didn't realize that fucking the Time Machine movie sucked, and fucking I'd watch that a few times... And then get sick of that, and then I'd fucking go back to the Nintendo.
See, he had
if
a different...
I didn't go outside and play with, you
he,
know, in
he
the
had
backyard.
A different, he had a different thing with me. I remember every day, literally every single day, I would wake up, get my whatever, like breakfast or whatever. By 9 o'clock, I was outside, and I would go meet up with a couple of my friends, and then we would figure out what we were going to do for the day. And if we decided to ride bikes or this or that, that was one thing. But I can't tell you how often we would end up upstairs at my friend's house, like my neighbor, or we'd end up downstairs at my house and we'd play toys.
Right.
All the time. G.I. Joes and Ninja Turtles and this and that, all the time. And then oftentimes, like if we did have, like I had movies and things like that, but like in the privacy of my own room, my boredom could get to me fast. I would turn on a movie, and as the movie played, I would find my own stuff. Like I remember days when I would sit there with my Spider-Man figures, and 9 o'clock the Spider-Man would come on, and while I was watching Spider-Man, the commercial would come on and be like, ugh, and I'd play with my Joes or whatever, my Spider-Man, and have my own thing going on, and then the Spider-Man would come back on, and I'd watch it. Nowadays, Netflix plays continuous.
Yep. No breaks, no stops, no commercials.
Instead of one episode of Pokemon, and then it's done, what are you going to do? You can watch 148 episodes of Pokemon. And believe me, from somebody that could tell you that this happens...
Uh-huh.
When Netflix is uninterrupted, Gwen killed out the entire freaking yokai watch in a day.
Yeah.
And then watched it again.
Yep. Yeah, if it wasn't for the fact that my ex and I basically we didn't have access to internet at the time, so all we could do was get fucking DVDs of like fucking Sesame Street and Mickey Mouse House. Like, he loved it whenever we went to Grandma's. Why? Because Grandma has internet and cable. I'm turning on fucking Daddy, Toon Disney. Mouse House. All right, let me turn on Mickey Mouse. Daddy Mouse House. I'm getting to it. Calm down. Hold on.
It'll happen, damn it.
I got to dig through 1,000 channels to find fucking Disney Jr. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. On demand. On demand. There we go. Hit the on demand. Okay, there you go. Mickey Mouse. There's Mickey Mouse. Yay, Mouse House. Mouse House.
I mean, hell, we go to conventions. Think about it.
Yeah.
10-year-olds ain't going to conventions.
No.
But
unless you take them with you.
Every other kiosk at the convention is toys.
Yep.
Not necessarily statues. Toys. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Original action figures, new age stuff, hardcore stuff, the Todd McFarlane lines.
Yep. Shit, think of the anime con. That's just a hangout spot. There's still a fucking booth that sells both figurine models that just kind of, you know, static figures. Like the one that I have of the principal from fucking, or not the principal, but the disciplinarian dean chick from fucking prison school. But they also have legit fucking Goku and Vegeta fight your fists off fucking G.I. Joe style action figures.
Your kid likes Dragon Ball Z. You go to Toys R Us today, right now. The toys that you have to buy, $25 a character.
Yep.
Because right now, the big toy that's selling at like Toys R Us for Dragon Ball Z is the this Legend line.
Yep.
And it's $25 a character, and each one that you buy comes with part of the dragon. And why? Because adults will spend the $120 to get that toy line to get that dragon. How do I know? Because I'm a putz, and it's sitting on my fucking shelf right now.
Yeah, kind of like all of the Sonic action figures came with a free comic book.
Yep.
And what else? Back in the days of Dragon Ball Z, they came with the Dragon Ball.
I'm not saying kids don't necessarily.
Marvel figures came with comic books too.
Yep.
Yeah. And came with pieces to other action figures.
I'm not going to tell you that kids don't play with toys, but I'm telling you right now.
They're marketed for the adult.
The way toys make money today is adults.
Yep.
Toys are not sold to kids the way they used to be. And the companies that are selling toys to kids are losing money rapid fire. Mm. Because kids care less and less and less about toys every new generation.
Yep.
It is outrageous. Like, I see Gwen, and I'm telling you, like, I can give her money, like, on her birthday and take her to Toys R Us, and she can walk that entire store. She might find a toy.
Shit, didn't we do that on her birthday?
Yeah.
We literally walked through all of Toys R Us, and I think she found, like, what, 2 things she wanted?
Yeah. And then she took them home, and she probably played with them for, like,
Couple hours,
and then she was done.
Yeah.
She has a yokai watch thing that she wears.
Yep.
But then she wore that thing for like a week, and then she watched some more yokai, and then it was over. She was done. See, that's another thing about the way
the
toy industry works.
Shaman King.
Because you couldn't blow through the series in a night. But I can. I can. I can because I see Gwen and I see her cousin and I see her 2 sisters and I see my nephew and I see his 2 friends and then I see my fiance's kid, and the biggest change in the way the world is presented to them as to how it was presented to us is that we were growing up. You know why Ninja Turtles had such a long run? Because you could only watch 1 episode. 1 episode introduced 1 or 2 characters and 1 or 2 toys that you might need to go get. You go and get that, and then it's not on TV, so you play with the toy. They don't have that. They have a new world where television is not presented in the same way, and she can cut through a series in 1 night. And then she might want a toy or 2 from that series, but then there's another series that can take its place almost overnight. And because of that, the long-lasting impact is not there. We collected Ninja Turtles from 1989 to 1996.
Yeah.
She collected Yo-Kai Watch for...
a week, week and a half.
Like, a couple of months.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Kids YouTube.
Yeah. She has it.
Yeah. Does she watch grown-ass adults play with slime and blind bags and toys of all kinds and then...
yes.
And then say, I want that.
Yes.
That is essentially what we had growing up. We saw commercials for cool toys,
yeah,
for stuff we watched and we wanted it.
Exactly.
It's not different.
But it
it's
is.
It's just presented differently.
But it is different. Look, these toy companies are failing. And there is a legitimate reason. Like the Barbie Corporation now makes 35% of its original profit. And that's not just because that she's getting old or that that toy company is getting old. Barbie's relevance is dying, and Barbie now makes its money by selling to adults. That is where that company makes money. He-Man now makes its money by selling to adults. The Ninja Turtles have been repackaged for adults. And you can't say that that's because...
older companies,
but
too.
But they're also new shows. No. They are.
Mine will sit up and play with Barbies all day long. They want Barbies for her birthday. They want Barbies for Christmas.
The mic can't pick you up, though. You have to come over here.
And while one or two kids here and there will play with Barbies, numbers, look, your personal opinions have sway. But numbers don't lie. And the toy industry, the industry, is losing money every single day. And the toy aisles are smaller in every store. In every store.
I agree with that. I think a lot of the toy orders come through online orders now.
But it doesn't change the fact that the industry is making less money.
Stores are dying as a whole because of online orders.
But the industry... still supported by the internet, is still losing money. Toys are dying. It's happening. It's undeniable. The numbers don't lie. As the video game systems and everything are making the money they're making, and video games has become so big, and now electronics and all these phones and the iPads and whatever have... it is true that plugging your kid in has become easier, but it's no different than what we were. Look, I don't know about anybody else's parenting here, but I watched an awful lot of TV, and I played Nintendo, and I remember the TV schedules and whatnot. Spent an awful lot of time with that box. In fact, when I was 15 years old, I realized that that box was controlling my life. And I can still remember the night I unscrewed the cable and pushed it down through the floor so that I couldn't get it back.
No, I never went to that extreme, but I do remember, and mostly I'll give partial credit, just kind of because my mom was technically a single parent, because, I mean, you know, my mom and dad split, but, like, it's my mom trying to take care of me and my younger brother and my younger sister. So a lot of my time was spent either... in the backyard on the swing set, or in the basement in front of the fucking 32-inch fucking tube TV that we had, either watching movies, that some of them were basically just VHS in the fucking tape player and hit record to record it off the TV, or, you know, fucking actually going out and getting, like, random shit like fucking... no, Pete's Dragon was recorded off the fucking TV... Alice in Wonderland was. Lion King wasn't. The Ninja Turtles movies weren't. Sister Act was. I used to watch that one all the time because, again, it was just one of those big movies of the time. I don't know. Like, and even then, like, when I was, like 6 and 7, like, technically I'm in school at that point, but I went to school, like, out of district. Like, technically speaking, I should have gone to... one grade school, but because my mom worked during the day, I went to my grandmother's, and my grandmother lives over here in another school district, So all my friends were over here, so they weren't, like, down the street. So most of my time was, once again, spent in front of a TV, playing a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Playing the Nintendo, playing a Sega, doing shit like that. Or if I went to my dad's house, once again, plopped down in front of the TV to play fucking, you know, Super Nintendo and N64 and the GameCube and shit like that, because who the fuck am I hanging out with?
There is a legitimate difference. I realize that every kid is different from one kid to the other, but video games are cheaper than they've ever been. Electronics are more acquirable than they've ever been. Ever. In the history of ever. It's never been cheaper. I got my 2-in-1 for $50. Like, it's a different world, and it is changing, and the toy industry is losing money literally by the day, and the stores are shutting down, and the lines are going out, and you could say that some of these companies are just getting old, but it is a change in the market, and things do change.
I think the reason for that is because electronics are killing the children's imagination. They do not have the capacity that we had growing up to just make believe, have
right,
fun,
which,
create
which was kind
their
of
own
the argument like an hour
no,
and a half ago.
No, I still stick to the fact that I know that Gwen can run outside with a stick and hang out in the backyard for hours. I know that she can do that, but she's an electronic child. But at the same time, you could say the idea, I spend more time with my daughter than my dad spent with me. 100%. Yeah. I was raised by the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, the PlayStation, and the TV. Gwen spends 80% of her day in the living room with me. I know that. There's not a doubt in my mind that Gwen has spent more time with me in probably the last 6 years than he spent with me in 20.
Of course, no offense, but that's when she's with you and not with mommy. So,
I can't say one way or another, because I'm not there, to
exactly,
be fair, when she's
so
with her mom. But
data not found, but again.
But it is, there's no doubt in my mind, toy industry has changed. They don't sell to kids the way they used to. There's toy industries that surviving, they're selling to you. They're selling to adults. They're not selling to kids. And there's a legitimate reason to it.
Yeah. Because the last toy line that I could think of that was actually marketed towards kids still kind of went towards adults as well, and that was like the Minecraft stuff. Like, mind you, I'm not
including, Minecraft.
Like,
Minecraft
I'm not
is loaded. It's
like
for
the
both,
niche
but
shit. But I mean, yeah.
Minecraft is bought by adults more than kids. I promise you. I promise you. You could look that up.
Yeah.
And I
probably walking in that room.
And
exactly.
And I know for a fact. I know for a legitimate business fact, Barbies are bought by adults more than children. And I know legitimately that He-Man is purchased by adults. 98%.
Yeah. After that, if they're bought by kids, it's because, once again, this is something mommy and daddy grew up with.
And Ninja Turtles has that new show, so they're seeing a revitalization of their toy industry. But when the chances came up,
50 Shades of Pissed because Nickelodeon has butt fucked your childhood. We know
you had the chance.
I mean the style that the new show is looking at.
We know. Again,
I love that. I love that show. But
No. He's talking about the new one where fucking Raphael is like
a giant snapping turtle. Whatever.
Yeah, he's about as big as fucking God.
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen fucking Raphael is literally as big
Rise
as that
of the Ninja Turtles,
and he's the leader now, and fucking Leonardo's kind of
the
thinner.
Show that I was watching is already done.
Yeah, they're calling for the Nickelodeon Turtles, the CG 2D. That shit is about to be done. They're rebooting it, and now it's Michelangelo isn't as outspoken and shit. This is supposed to be like
Splinter's more of a guinea pig hamster.
This is supposed to be like a fucking year one Batman thing, where quite literally, like, Raphael is going to be the fucking leader, And Leonardo is a little bit thinner and, like, a little bit more unsure of himself. And Donatello is, like, he's still kind of nerdy, but, I mean, not as much. And Michelangelo isn't as outspoken. April O'Neil is a little black girl. Yeah, there's a bunch of other shit. So it butt-fucked his childhood because, once again, these shows aren't meant for you, old man. They're not meant for me as I'm an old man.
That is too different. You talk about leaving the source material. They changed almost everything.
They changed up the weapons as well, but I think part of that is a matter of the old... well, Leonardo has
then
katanas,
I'm gonna,
but
then
he
I'm
going to
prove it
people.
Even further. Turtles, those toys, they're sold for adults.
Yeah.
You know how I know now? Because revamping the entire cartoon series to try to bring in a younger audience to sell more toys might work. But you know how many adults just spent thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles yesterday? I'm serious. Because I bought them. Did you buy them?
No.
Well, I bought them. They're fantastic. That Injustice, they're awesome.
Oh, that.
And you know what turtles they were? There are turtles. They're as close to the original first movie as you can get. There are turtles.
Yeah, they're.
They're not the big Michael Bay turtles. They're not the new pants-wearing weird turtles.
Although some of the equipment could look like that.
They're not the cartoon turtles. There are turtles. Because, and there is a little bit of nostalgia here to the way that they're sold.
Oh, you want to talk about nostalgia with that? When you defeat one of them, they sit down, stars going around.
Yeah. And there is a nostalgic factor here, but as many times as they can repackage a toy and repackage a toy and repackage a toy, they've done it over the years.
There you go.
Oh, my God. What is that? What
By the way, again,
that?
Like I said, the weapons have changed. I think Raph has Tonfas now. Mikey uses a yo-yo instead of the nunchucks. Leo has fucking laser swords now. Or at least they're katana that are charged with electricity, so they look like laser swords. I think Donnie's shit has changed. Like I said, April is a little black girl. Fucking Master Splinter isn't in that shot. I'd have to refind him, but yeah.
He's more of a guinea hamster.
Yeah, Raph. And like I said, fucking Raph is now going to be the leader. And Leonardo still isn't fully trained and qualified and sure of himself enough to be the leader. So, like I said, they butt-fucked Scott's childhood, so Scott is mad. Because, again, these shows are not for us. Anyone over the age of 19, the show is not for you.
It is true. These turtles are not, they're not being made for us. They're not catering to us. That's a cartoon show that's going to hope to revitalize a new generation of people. That's what they want.
This is amazing.
But
not
the idea. We've seen this before, though. We've seen where things like this change dramatically, and it doesn't do them what they want. Sometimes modernizing something doesn't help it.
Sometimes
I don't even think that this is modernizing.
Sometimes
it is.
Female
it's what they think is modernizing.
Who has chi? Yeah. And she revitalizes the nothing.
We have to review that crap too.
Which one?
What?
The next mutation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So excited.
And we're getting real close to it. The real question is, do we review the next mutation first or space first?
I think space first, since that kind of happens first.
Yeah, I think space goes before.
Then that means there's two parts to Turbo, three parts to space, and it's turtle time.
Yep.
Cool. Hey, when you get to that point, you let me know, and I will be sitting right the hell over there.
Why are you going to be sitting on the cat tree?
Dude,
that would be uncomfortable.
Watching that show is going to be rough.
Still be more comfortable than watching that.
Dude, it will be.
hell of a it's lot more entertaining.
Watching that show is going to be more comfortable than watching fucking Saban's Masked Rider.
Oh.
I look forward to fucking Turtle Tits more than I look forward to going back to
Masked Rider.
I watched, after you guys posted Master the episode,
Rider. And I hate got on, you for that.
I got on YouTube and I watched four of those episodes. And four episodes later, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you did the same thing I did? I turned to Scott. I was like, fuck, it's like all 40 episodes. I was like, shit, we might be able to knock this out. Just fucking cut through fucking all 40 episodes on YouTube. Call it a fucking night.
Who?
I got to like episode 3 or 4, and I texted Scott back. I was
somebody,
like, we're going to 20.
Somebody was in charge. This is the thing about these industries that blows my mind. Somebody has the job of watching the pilot. They go in a big room, they put it up on the fucking monitor,
it. You mean when there's another lost pilot?
And when they're done, no, I'm serious, somebody's job.
No, for Masked Rider, there was another lost pilot.
Right, and somebody's job is to watch those pilots.
And say and whether they can or cannot become a show.
After it is done, they sign off on it and say, this is good.
Yeah. There was also somebody's job to direct the episode and all the episodes thereafter.
Yeah, because it goes
once
in, like,
it got the green light.
Yeah, because it goes in three stages. The first stage is you go in and you do your pitch. If they like the pitch, they'll say make the pilot. If they like the pilot, you're greenlit. Make your fucking show.
But sometimes
someone had to direct that show.
After your show is made, technically there's an unspoken fourth stage, which is make sure people are watching this fucking show. Because if nobody's watching it, middle of the season, we're just shutting your shit down.
But sometimes the pilots are different than the show.
Right. Yeah, some people will do that intentionally. Yeah. Some people will intentionally make an amazing pilot that's nothing like the show because they know the person who's going to be reviewing that shit and they know what they like, so they make it to their liking, so they go, fuck, this will be amazing on our network. This will play to everybody.
I will also say the mentality of the normal child and adult nowadays is different than it was when we were younger. And it's a different world. Look, they used to let a show run for an entire season. Now, a show can make it 5 episodes, they can see that nobody's watching it, and they can cancel it.
Uh-huh.
Like, quick.
Yeah. It happens all the time. That's the reason why a lot of these fucking shows, they do what's referred to as mid-season breaks.
Yeah.
They time it out so that way then there's going to be something major on TV, like a fucking sporting event or a fucking State of the Union from the president.
Or the Olympics that are currently
interrupting
SHIELD.
Or the fucking
SHIELD.
Olympics or anything like that.
Oh, is that
like,
what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Comes back next month. March 3rd, I think.
And during that, they're going through a process to determine whether or not that show comes back.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming back.
It will, but that's what's happening.
But it might be the final season.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Why is that?
They've been plotting on the final season for, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll even do that shit where, you know, a show will be real good, and they'll set it up to only be, like, 1 or 2 seasons. And then in the middle of the second season, they'll be like, you have to do a third. And they're like, we don't want to do a third. We just wanted to do these 2 seasons.
Don't be dragging my favorite game into this.
No. I'm just saying. Sometimes some of these shows, like, they only wanted to go so far. And then they're like, nope, you must keep going with this show.
Miss my Metal Gear.
So
nope.
Are we done with this show then?
I was technically more talking shit like Dragon Ball Z, but I mean, you know. Because Dragon Ball Z was only supposed to go up to Frieza, and then after that they were like, no, you have to make more. Cell Saga!
No, man, that... He was writing a manga, he got to Frieza, he said it was done, and then when he was producing the last books, he got the biggest deal of his entire life. Weekly Shonen Jump approached him and said, we would like you in our magazine. And then he said, fuck. Because he was done. But in Japan, Weekly Shonen is the biggest thing you can land. You get a comic book, mass-produced, full media coverage, and billions of fans every week.
Yeah.
You can say, fuck it. But then you'd be an idiot. The only reason Dragon Ball is where it is today is because of Weekly Shonen Jump. That's it. It's all because of Weekly Shonen Jump. They push anything that has ever appeared in Weekly Shonen Jump has been a hit. Anything. There's never been a flop.
Yeah.
Because that is the premier, hardcore, what's what, who's who.
Yeah.
And when they offered it to him, he had a decision to make. Is your book really done? Oh, and by the way, we've noticed you've been producing a book a month. We're going to need it every week.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be ahead of schedule. So we're going to need the first couple of them now, and then you could start producing every week. So what he did was he went home and he had to write a new villain. And the reason, if you watch Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball through Dragon Ball Z up to the end of Frieza, and then watch from that point on, you'll notice something happen. Everything became Super Saiyans and
Beam attacks,
and it was a lot less focused on the other characters. And do you know why everybody became a Super Saiyan? Because the real reason comes down to corporate shit.
Yep.
It wasn't a Super Saiyan bargain sale?
No.
No.
I'm serious. The reason everybody became a Super Saiyan...
Shonen said, hey, the Super Saiyan thing works well.
Nope. It was his decision.
Oh.
He made a money decision. An economic decision. You know why Super Saiyans cost less than characters?
Black ink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just said it. It cost more money to draw Goku than Super Saiyan Goku.
Yep.
So everybody in the book became a Super Saiyan.
So yes, a Super Saiyan bargain sale.
Because it saved money.
Yep.
That was, and he said that out loud in interviews. He said, originally, when I did his hair, I colored it all in. When I took it to my editor, the editor said, that's going to cost us a lot of money. Why don't you make him blonde? And he said, so, like, save money on all this ink? Well, man, feel like Vegeta could become a Super Saiyan. Maybe Goku could have two Super Saiyan kids. Maybe Vegeta could have a kid.
Super Saiyan kid.
Maybe we could get a future guy in here. And then
maybe some of the villains could become blondes.
Maybe Yamcha can retire. And only bald people and blonde people can be in this book from now on.
Yep.
And it's sad, but that really is what happened.
And the only time that we're ever going to see hair is on the females, because they're only going to be here for like a page.
Yeah, luckily
maybe. They're
a side character. We'll boot them soon enough.
Yeah.
Like that's really what happened. It was cheaper to make Super Saiyans than to make characters.
Okay, fair enough. So then maybe it's more GT then, because I know...
Now, GT was a different story. He had decided to retire, and the company had found a way to kind of stitch him into an awkward contract, where when he left, they got to keep the show.
Yeah.
And so then they just made it without him.
Yeah, which is why it sucks worse than any of the rest of it. Okay, fair enough.
Still,
either way. And yeah, technically, yeah, you're right. At this point, I do believe that we are done because technically we have to go and have a bit of a celebration. But we'll save that for another time.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.